The city of Milwaukee now has an executive director for the Election Commission. After initially withdrawing from consideration, Claire Woodall Vaugh was voted in by the Common Council Tuesday after asking to be reconsidered. As WUWM's Olivia Richardson reports, the confirmation was close.
After an hour-long discussion, Claire Woodall Vaugh was nearly approved as executive director of the Milwaukee Election Commission on a vote of 8-7. Woodall Vaugh's appointment comes with a bit of urgency as the August 11 partisan primary is a little more than a month away. The job was open because former executive director Neil Albrecht announced plans to retire. Mayor Tom Baer appointed Woodall Vaugh to take Albrecht's place. Last month, she withdrew from consideration after council members delayed a vote on her nomination. Woodall Vaugh says there was too much political conflict to effectively perform her duties. But later, she changed her mind and asked to be considered after all. On Tuesday, some council members argued they haven't had the chance to fully vet her or the method she'll use to run the Election Commission. They said they weren't sure she will properly serve Black and Brown communities. And there was a call to send her appointment back to committee, but it failed. Alderman Bob Bauman argued the vote shouldn't be put off any longer.
If she's not confirmed at some point, that puts us into September for finding a replacement.
Although Woodall Vaugh was confirmed with the narrowest of margins, the Common Council did agree unanimously on some decisions Tuesday. Members voted to urge the Fire and Police Commission to ban use of chokeholds and strangleholds. The measure passed in honor of Joe Acevedo, who died after he was placed in such a hold by an off-duty Milwaukee police officer. Jocasta Zamarripa gave remarks on the resolution the council voted on.
Whereas on the morning of April 19, 2020, on Milwaukee's south side, Joel Acevedo begged for his life while an off-duty police officer held him in a rear naked chokehold. And whereas Joel Acevedo cried out, quote, "Let me go home." And whereas on April 25th, 2020, Joel Acevedo died from the injuries he sustained after he was put in a chokehold by a current Milwaukee police officer. We must pass this today.
The Common Council also passed a resolution urging the Fire and Police Commission to adopt a rule requiring officers report every time they draw a gun, mace, or stun gun on duty. Olivia Richardson, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.